This time of year, you're going to find me jigging for crappies off my father-in-law's boat, celebrating a successful turkey hunt, or just sitting on the back deck watching time go by with a quality cigar from Thompson Cigar. Thompson Cigar has been around since 1915, offering the widest array of cigars and cigar accessories at very affordable prices. Thompson Cigar offers your favorite brands like Swisher Sweets, Cohiba, Backwoods, and Monte Cristo shipped fresh directly to your door. Also, be sure to check out their 5-pack fever deals and join their value club for big savings. Visit thompsoncigar.com and enter the discount code SE at checkout for 20% off of all orders over $75. Thompson Cigar, quality cigars at affordable prices. You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. Go Wild is a free social community created for and by hunters. This means that unlike mainstream social media, your trophy pictures won't be censored. They're encouraged. As you spend time on Go Wild, you will earn awesome rewards such as gift cards, free swag, and big discounts on brands like Garmin and Vortex. You will even earn $10 just for signing up. Visit downloadgowild.com and sign up today.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands for the super athletic stuff, like running gear for cruising up the trail.
Woo!
And the super athlete-ish stuff, like fishing gear for chilling by the creek. Nice cast. Fitness apparel to push for higher reps.
You got this.
And golf balls priced so you can afford to lose one. Or a few. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athlete-ish, Sierra's got it.
Two Good & Co. coffee creamers are made with farm-fresh cream, real milk, and contain 3 grams of sugar per serving. That's 40% less than the 5 grams per serving in leading traditional coffee creamers for a rich, delicious experience. Whether you enjoy your coffee hot, cold, bold, or frothy, Two Good coffee creamers make every sip a good one. Two Good coffee creamers, real goodness in every sip. Find them at your local Kroger in the creamer aisle.
Where's your playlist taking you? Down the highway? To the mountains? Or just into daydream mode while you're stuck in traffic? With over 4,000 hotels worldwide, Best Western is there to help you make the most of your getaway. Wherever that is. Because the only thing better than a great playlist is a great trip. Life's the trip. Make the most of it at Best Western. Book direct and save at bestwestern.com.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Southern Ground Hunting Podcast, where you're going to hear a valuable hunting-based conversation that's tailored for us Southern folk. If you love what we do and would like to support Southern Ground Hunting, you can visit patreon.com/Southern Ground Hunting, or you can click on the link in the show notes below. We'd love for you to join the Southern Ground Hunting community today. Again, that's patreon.com/Southern Ground Hunting. You can also support us by leaving us a rating and review on iTunes. It helps more than you know, and we greatly appreciate it. And now, let's get to the show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to one of the last episodes of the Southern Ground Hunting Podcast. We've got just a few more left of this thing. We told you guys we had some big stuff coming down the pipe, and we're going to talk about it this week. I'm joined by Matthew Reeves, like normal, and a new business partner, I guess you could say, longtime friend, repeat guest on the show, one of my best
previous
friends in the world.
On the podcast.
Yeah, several times actually. We got Walter Lee joining us today. Walt, how's it going?
Hey, man, it's going great. It is a cool 98 degrees today. I think at 2 o'clock. The bugs are biting, and we're about 53 days away from my final countdown of the year. So we're 53 days away from college football, which means I'm 1 week away from deer season. That's how I frame that up in my head.
1 week away. So
pretty good.
College football starts, and then the next week is Florida's opener. Is that right?
Georgia's opener. Well, technically, we're like 3 weeks away from South Florida opening. I can't bring myself to drive 8 hours to hunt in 100 degree heat.
That is true. I forget about it every year.
Yep.
And usually around the time, well, I'm at the beach right now. I'm in Daytona. And if people hear an echo, it's because the only place I get good Wi-Fi in this condo is in the bathroom. So my computer sitting up on the toilet. I'm not. The computer is. I'm just sitting on the hard tile. We lost Matt Walter.
We did just that quick. His hotspot ran out. Oh boy, driving down the road too quick.
His hotspot wasn't hot enough. But we're doing kind of a hodgepodge podcast today. I wasn't planning on doing another podcast while I was here, but we're going to knock this thing out, Walter. So as Matt's going to get back on, I'm sure. But Walt, we've got some pretty big news to share with people.
Dude, I am excited.
If they haven't already heard about it.
If they live under a rock, and this time of year, that sounds pretty cool temperature wise. So I might be, if y'all can report back and let me know, I'll start crawling underneath rocks too. But yeah, I mean, it's big news. It completely changed the hunting industry.
Completely changes the whole hunting industry as a whole. You're correct. Well, it does. It's that big of news. I started out the episode saying that this is going to be one of the last episodes of the Southern Ground Hunting Podcast, because you and I are going to join forces, and Matt's going to be a part, Brett's going to be a part, all the guys are going to be a part of this. I'm really excited about it. So I figured we'd take this week. We got a few more episodes that are going to roll out through the month of July, but I figured I would take this week or this episode and just kind of share the vision of what we're doing and talk about some of the new things coming up. I'm super pumped about it. I've been pumped about it for, I guess we've been going on nearly 6 months of sitting on this idea, and here we are. You know, it's time.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, it got real. Oh, there's Matt. He's back. It got real right about the time. It wasn't even the announcement. It was when we updated my podcast feed to say the Southern Collective Hunting Podcast. Yeah. And I went to find my podcast to look for another episode while I was recording with Jake Bush. And I told him, I said, dude, I don't know what happened, but my feed is gone. And I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling and I'm scrolling and I can't find Chasing Tails. And that's because Chasing Tails wasn't there anymore. It was kaput as of that moment.
Chasing Tails does not exist anymore. So it's gone. You heard it here. Southern Ground outlived Chasing Tails podcast.
It did, man. Let me throw a question at you real quick.
All right.
I'm going to take over your feed, and I promise this is the only time this podcast I'll do that. How does it feel saying that Southern Ground's coming to an end?
Man, it's rough, dude. I mean, it's good and bad. You know, I think I said it on your podcast the other day. When you quit a job, it doesn't matter how much you loved or hated the job. Quitting a job is a hard thing to do. It's really, really hard when you actually do like the job. And that's kind of how I feel with Southern Ground, you know, in this season of things that are going on. It's like, you know, I put a lot into that. And I don't want to say that I'm the only one. You know, Matt put a lot into it as well this last year. Guys in the past, like Michael Pike, you know, guys who have been a part of the show and been a part of that. I mean, they put in time. There's a lot of work that's gone into creating the Southern Ground brand. And a lot of money, if I'm being honest with you,
yeah,
as you well know. And so, but I don't look at them. I don't look at it as a bad thing. I didn't get fired from a job. We're going to new horizons, man. It's going to be some new stuff. There's going to be some growing pains. There's going to be some of that stuff that happens through this transition and through this merge. But at the end of the day, we are going to have more fun because we're going to be doing what we love with our friends, people who I genuinely call my best friends. And we're going to be creating more stuff for the end consumer, you know, for the people who listen to this podcast or watch the YouTube videos, it's just going to be better all the way around. So, you know, I mean, it's all excitement here, but maybe just a little bit of that, like right now I'm sitting here on this Zoom call and I was looking at the Southern Ground logo that pulls up and I'm like, man, mm-hmm. I'm not going to see much of that anymore. You know, it's kind of sad, but the SoCo one's cooler.
The SoCo one's awesome, but you can archive, you know, all your Southern Ground stuff. And, you know, Walt, you're saying, you know, with Parker going from Southern Ground to Southern Collective, like, you know, me and Parker started working together last year. You know, was it about this time, Parker, that we started doing stuff together?
Yeah, it would have been a little bit earlier. Yeah. But yeah, dude, I mean, it was that I was going to say the same thing, dude. I mean, you kind of had to live this last year.
And yeah, and I was excited last year, you know, to do it. But when you start partnering with people that are like-minded, like we are, you know, it was just two of us. And that meant a lot to push each other. So now we've got, you know, Brett and Walt that we're going to continually push ideas off each other. And like we've said, you know, on the other feed, you know, we've all got our strong suits, but we come together to build, you know, mm-hmm. what we believe is going to be an awesome team. And we've already seen that. We've already seen how we're working together. And that's what excites me the most. It's not like just this one thing's put on this person. It's everybody together. And, you know, as Parker said, with us being, you know, these are our best friends, you know, our best hunting buddies. You know, I grew up where everybody looked at me like I had three eyes because I lived and breathed hunting. And now we're in a group, and not just saying the four of us, this is the group with our Patreons, our Marco Polo guys. We're all a tight knit group. And that's what's driving me so much this year to want to do my best, to want to produce the most amount of content, and to do it with like-minded people. And so that's, you know, for me jumping from, you know, Southern Pursuit, Southern Ground, over doing Southern Collective. Each three of those have something in common, and it's, you know, the South. And that's what we're here to do, is produce Southern content for people and to do it at the best we can. And I can't express enough about our group that I'm so excited to jump into this.
Well, Matt, you know, you are correct. Like, it is really exciting. And part of the thing that makes this thing more exciting is this Patreon group. And I'll let Walt talk about that for a minute. We haven't really told everybody yet what this new, I mean, we've kind of said the name and stuff, but we haven't explained it really in depth. And Walt, I believe you gave me the opportunity to do that on your podcast. And so I'm going to give you the opportunity to kind of just unveil this new project that we're going to be working on.
So you cut out for just a second. I mean, you're talking about the Patreon component of this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So sorry, okay. I'll edit that part out. I'll read you that whole question. Matt, you're 100% on that. The Patreon group really makes this thing more exciting. And that's largely due to Walter's effort that he's put into Patreon in the last couple of years. And, but we haven't really explained what this new brand is and what the vision is behind it, this whole project. So Walter, I think you gave me the honor of sharing that with your listeners. So I'm going to return the favor and let you just kind of give like an unveiling of this new project.
Yeah. Yeah. So SoCo is the backbone of its community. SoCo is all about community. And what we found before we merged was that there was this gravitational pull towards needing connection, right? Whether you grew up with Hunt Camp or you read about these famous hunt camps, it's on our bio on our website, where, you know, you just grew up idolizing these things or hearing about this era gone by. There's still a need for connectivity. We're all humans, man. I'm kind of a lone wolf in the woods. I kind of like to go off and do my own thing. But at the end of the day, I like sharing it with people. And so Patreon is going to be our digital deer camp. This is going to be a way for you to connect with like-minded people, support the show while you go, but also be able to find that encouraging deer hunting mentor, whether it's for things you haven't done before or I mean, honestly, just overall encouragement, because I think the best thing about this group, and it's subdivided into two platforms, we'll talk about that in a second, is that there is a constant ongoing recycling of information. And I don't mean that in like you're going to hear the same thing over and over again, but every single experience that Matt has, he's bringing to the table to share. Same for Parker, same for Splitshot and Chicken Buck and Tutal and all these other guys.
These guys' actual names, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
the first time I ever heard you talking about your Patreon guys, I'm like, where do these people come from? The swamps of Florida? My gosh. That name's like Chicken Buck.
Florida. And don't let that name fool you. The dude crushes some big deer.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. I think the names, dude, give a really good, it's kind of a fun part of the Patreon. And I think it's just a fun part of what, how you are, Walt, because you pretty much give everybody a nickname. I think I've had three of them in your phone saved to my contact. What was it? P-Dizzle McDizzle or something?
P-Dizzle McDeez is your current nickname. It used to be Barkbuster.
Barkbuster, because I've shot my fair share of trees.
Yep.
And Gutshot was another one, because I've shot far back a couple times. Too many.
Yeah, I changed that one because it felt a little insensitive, killing a tree versus wounding a deer and not recovering it seemed different. But, and I'll say this, like you just said, nicknames are subject to change. Barkbuster has been awarded to old trucker Kyle, who last year gave everybody hell and then proceeded to butcher. I mean, just straight heart shoot like a 3-inch oak sapling. And was man enough to put it in the Patreon group, which I don't know if that's man enough or stupid now that I say that out loud, but so let's talk about the two subsets, right? So we've got two different areas that you can get plugged in. So if you support Patreon and you want to be part of this community, we have an app on your phone called Discord. Probably anybody our age has an idea of what Discord is, but if you're not familiar, think of an old school deer forum. It's all the dialogues are broken up by topics. We have everything from things Greybeard hates, which includes fried chicken.
Not his birth name.
Also not his birth name. Yeah, yeah. Or the color of his beard originally, either. Fun fact. But we have all kinds
and
of stuff.
He's not
in there.
A pirate.
Well, he might be. I wouldn't rule that out. but it's a lot of fun in there. So we have a lot of categories that you can just via text, right? It's, hey, guys, I got a question. You get a bunch of responses. But we have this second tier, which is the Patreon Marco Polo community, which is short format, as long as Greybeard isn't using it, video messages. And we have three or four different groups in there, deer hunting, a BS group, a turkey group, and a fishing group now. And so that's four groups. And basically, it's a great way to show people the stuff that we're talking about. We'll have a guy be like, hey, I need to carry my platform and my sticks. What do you guys do? And then you've got 50 something plus people all willing to show you exactly what they do.
Right. It's perfect. I mean, it really is. Like when guys talk about AL deer, or Texas Bowhunter was another one.
GON
forum. Yep. Even the turkey scene has several of them with Old Gobbler forum. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of them. Rock Slide is another one. It's basically what this is. That's what this Discord group is. For anybody needing like a picture of what it does, and that is. Probably one of my favorite parts. And the funny thing is I don't write just a ton in it, but there's so much information to just skim through, even the old stuff, man. Like I was reading through something from like January of this year. I was like, huh, it was like something about trail cameras, I think. And so it's just a wealth of information right there. And I want to reiterate too, Walt, I think it's easy for somebody to say, oh, that sounds like something great for somebody trying to get into hunting. And it is. You would be correct in that assessment. But also, it's great for somebody who's been a hunter, who's been a veteran. You know, we talked about Greybeard and Chicken Buck and Splitshot and those guys. They've been hunting their whole lives, man, and they're good at it. Mm-hmm. And they share a ton of really, really good information. So it's really not like, it's not all about you and I and Matt and Brett and all these guys trying to mentor or teach. It just kind of naturally happens within the group itself. And so, and there's some cool as crap benefits to being a patron member as well. You know, we've got things like the Patreon hunt. Talk about that, Walt, because to me, that is one of the greatest benefits of the whole thing. Everybody's always looking for a chance to go and hunt somewhere and hang out with a few people and not have to go everywhere by yourself. I think this is a really fun one.
Yeah, I think this is going to be huge. So this is, as far as I know, the first deer camp vibe. I don't even know how to like pitch this, but basically 2023 is going to be the first ever Patreon deer camp that we do that we're going to feature a dog hunt. Let me just say right now, that's a very controversial thing for a lot of people. And by no means, if you want to come to this, do you have to dog hunt? We just have several, I don't call them dog hunters. They call themselves dog hunters. But to me, in today's society, that doesn't do them justice. These are houndsmen, if you ask me. Like, they truly are craftsmen at what they do. And I think the dog hunting mantra, at least the public persona, is that they're just kind of a bunch of hicks that run out there, drop dogs, and hope for the best. And that's not the case. I mean, these guys love their dogs. There's a science behind it. These guys have taught me more about deer hunting just from having ran dogs and witnessed patterns that deer have. But we're going to have our first deer hunting Patreon hunt as SoCo. All the information is on our Patreon website. It is going to be at the tail end of January. I'm not going to say anything more about that, because what I don't want to do, and this is something that happens every year, is people try and crash the party who aren't part of the Patreon group, whether that's creators or other people who just aren't part of it. And this is really, truly one of our ways of saying thank you to the people who are helping to support the podcast. So if you're interested, in the show notes, there's going to be a link I'm sure Parker can share that you can go and sign up. It's limited entry because the campsite can only hold so many people, and it's capped at 30. And as of the time we record this, we're already up to 21. This is a heavily looked forward to thing. We do this for turkey too. I think that's important to say, is we're gonna have a turkey camp as well. And I know we have some big plans for future hunts as well that may include the state of Alabama.
Absolutely. We and for people thinking about this, I always kind of run things through this filter. Like, we really try hard with these hunts to make sure that everybody knows, like, we're not trying to hotspot places. You know, we talk about that quite a bit on this show. That's the exact opposite. And so that's why we try to make it a little bit, I guess, exclusive to the patron members, the Patreon members. Most of those guys, they ain't trying to do that either. You know, they're not trying to broadcast hunting areas. But going back to what you said about the turkey hunt, man, I mean, the Patreon turkey hunt this past year was my favorite, one of my favorite turkey hunts that I went on all season. Just the overall community aspect of it was great, but the turkey hunting was pretty rock solid too. And we had a great time on that trip. I mean, you're talking about dudes, Chuck and Pat. They freaking opening day of this turkey camp, these jokers went out and killed four birds. Just them went out and killed four birds. Chase killed one that opening day. And dude, you want to talk about just the morale of a camp that has had some stuff killed in it? Golly, yeah. It's so much fun. I wouldn't trade those days like that for anything. They go so far deep into my like cherished memories, just because of what you're talking about. It's the community. Like, I've killed a lot of stuff by myself, and it's fun, man. I love it. I love hunting. I'm like you. I like to hunt by myself a lot too. Mm-hmm. Those are fun. The ones I remember is when I had people with me, and it goes back to this deer camp mindset, or this deer camp feel, which is went into every single part of the formation of the Southern Collective, which is what we're called. We're called the Southern Collective. You may hear us say SoCo for short. We're going to say that actually probably a lot. Is a little bit easier to say, but every part about the branding, the things that we're rolling out, has to do with that community aspect. So much so that even the logo that we chose for this thing is a fireplace, a campfire.
Yep.
Man, and when I think about what the campfire means, I think about the times with my dad. You know, he talked about it in our Father's Day episode. The campfire is such a centerpiece for a deer camp. And a lot of the greatest memories that we have come from that campfire. Cooking over an open fire, you know. Dad mentioned in a podcast when I was a kid, one of the greatest memories of hunting that I have. I was a kid and we went out and hunted, went and ate breakfast, or we went back to camp to make some breakfast. We didn't have any pots and pans, so we made some eggs in a Dr. Pepper can. Like, we cut open a Dr. Pepper can, made some scrambled eggs in it. Dude, like, those type of things are, I feel that a lot of people miss out on them, especially adult onset hunters, which we have a lot of those in the Patreon group as well. And they get to have those moments. And I just think it's like, and that's why it is the sole focus. We decided that every decision that we make about this thing is going to come back to, does it go back to the fire? Does it That's point right. people back to the fire? And I'm pumped about it, man. Passionate about it too. I think that's why I'm so excited. Like, I know you and Matt and Brett, all the guys are just pumped about it as well. And so it's just, we're in a weird phase of it right now, just starting, but man, I'm super jacked about the future of it.
Matt, can I ask you a question? Oh, go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, listening to you two talk, and I've been, like y'all said, lone wolf, you hunt by yourself. My whole life, it's just been me and my dad. I've been skeptical of hunting around other people just because that's kind of the stigma for deer hunting. You kind of just do it on your own for where I'm from. And so we joined hunting clubs, but I never experienced hunting camp. You know, there was not a camp house. There was no fire. I never got around that. But in the last, you know, 3 or so years, I've started, you know, getting a little out of my shell, being around people and dealing with that. It just brings something else to the environment, like Parker's saying, you know, being around people, like-minded people that aren't just total, you know, turds. They're actually wanting you to do well, you know, because, I mean, I think, you know, if you get a hunting club and you start talking to a lot of grown men and you start hunting the same spots, they get mad. They'll kick you out of the club if you kill too many deer, you know, stuff like that. And that's the thing with our community is it's not about one person's success versus other. Everybody's rooting for everybody. You know, everybody's pumped if somebody kills something. And that's something that I have not been around. And it's something that's been introduced to me through y'all. And it's got me, you know, I feel just as much as a beneficiary as anything in this. And that's what, you know, gets me excited for the fire, to be welcomed to the fire, not just a place where you stand and kind of side eye people. It's a place to talk, a place to share your stories, and a place to just, you know, come together with people from multiple states. You know, such as Florida, Pennsylvania, Oregon, you know, all over the place, you know, is where this platform is built from. So we welcome everybody.
That's a good point, Matt.
You answered a lot of what I was about to tee up there for you. As a point of pride, you know, the Patreon community that I've built, I feel like is very robust, right? And I had a big, heavy hand in creating that. Matt, when I added you back during turkey season, we hadn't told everybody we were doing this. We kept this real quiet. I mean, we knew we were doing this like right before turkey season, right, Pat? Parker.
We're super tight. We've known each other a real long time.
Yeah.
That is correct, Will. Yeah, we've been talking about it. No, we kept it under wraps big time. Big time.
So, but to throw that to Matt, when I threw you in that group, did you expect what you found?
No, I did not. And that's, you know, that's something I was able to, you know, I wanted to express to you is what a good job y'all did to build that form. But I mean, my phone, like, it's used to been pretty dry because, like, I mean, I get work calls or a couple of my good friends call me, but my phone was blowing up. And the other night I was laying in bed. And well, it was in the morning. It was like 4:30 in the morning, and Discord was just blowing up. And my wife's over there just like slapping me, trying to get me to cut my phone off because everybody's, you know, messaging in there. And, you know, I'll check my phone sometimes, and there'll be 100 polos, and I'm behind.
Do you want to know more about saddle hunting? Well, you can go to tetherednation.com for all your saddle hunting needs. Tethered is for saddle hunters, by saddle hunters, and they're redefining ultralight hunting. If you know me, you know that I love to have a system for all of my hunting equipment, where everything works together, and we preach about it a lot on this podcast. When you buy from Tethered, you can rest easy knowing that all your gear is designed to work together as a system. Saddles, platforms, ropes, climbing sticks, and a ton of other great gear just for saddle hunting can be found by visiting tetherednation.com today. That's tetherednation.com. Check them out. Whether you're looking for a new knife for the field or the perfect everyday carry, you've got to check out Join or Die Knives from Richmond, Virginia. Join or Die is a small shop and a custom knife maker dedicated to creating handmade knives that are cut above the rest. They make custom handmade knives to fit any need, from the field, the kitchen, or just an everyday carry. And they come in several different steel and finish options. They've also got a ton of options for the handle as well. Plus, if you don't see something you like, you can always order a completely custom knife forged to your exact specs. I highly recommend you check them out. Get yours at joinordieknives.com and use the code SGHUNT to save 10%. That's all uppercase, all one word, SGHUNT.
With what to expect from Patreon, I didn't expect it. A lot of times you hear, and we've been guilty of it, that we're going to, you know, produce this or do that. But when you get in the Patreon account, it is constant. You know, it may not be in, you know, a YouTube video form, but it's knowledge that these guys from experience have. You know, they're not content creators. They're not, you know, filming in the woods. They're just hunters. They're raw hunters that know what they're doing. And like y'all said earlier, it's not just a bunch of people who are trying to learn how to hunt. Yeah, we do have some people like that that are year one or year two in it. And everybody is so welcoming. It's not like, hey, here's a click over here, or that this person gets singled out. It's not. It's like we said, it's a community of folks that want to help people out, you know. And we talk about name dropping, you know. Everybody has their spots. They're not going to be like, hey, I'm going to send you this pen where I got this big 10 point. You know, you still keep your cards to your chest, but you share your knowledge and what you know. And that's been a great help for me, you know, with, you know, I hunted some in Florida and saw some things, and I'm learning some things, you know, for the future when I go back to Florida. You know, I don't know when that may be, but it's really cool. It's really, really awesome place.
Yeah, Matt, you know, when you're talking about knowledge, the knowledge that's in there, like it is, and specifically about like people naming their areas. So we've talked a lot about that. We've talked about hot spotting some, you know, on social media and on a few podcasts too. I think we talked about it maybe more even on Limhanger than we have here, but that's been a thing, you know, with the development of Facebook groups and just stuff like that. I think that's probably the worst spot is Facebook groups and YouTube comments. Mm-hmm. That is the worst hot spotting areas that I've seen. And I think the reason so many people do that is because they feel a sense of community and belonging in these groups, forgetting that there's 20,000 people in a group like that. You know, that when you post something about so-and-so WMA, they're going to, people see that 20,000 yeah, people jump. Potentially can see that.
Well, Parker, we had an instance, you know, where we were talking to a guy, and you know, we didn't name drop anything or anything like that, but they didn't say anything because they knew, you know, mm-hmm. they'll tell you all the details of what happened, but mm-hmm. location is disclosed. And that's, you know, I've been burnt on it. I get too comfortable with people and I'm like, yeah, I was blah, 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 blah. And then it's like, well, crap, there's 10 people over here now. Yeah. And it's just, it can be tough, and it's a touchy subject sometimes because people then come to the census. Oh, it's public land. Anybody can do that. Yeah. But you didn't sweat and go out there and put in the work. And, that's what I tell, you know, like Andrew hunts with me. You met him last year in Kentucky. Walt, you'll probably get to meet him soon. Andrew's my hunting buddy. That's who I hunt with. I was very weary of it at first, because I've never had anybody that hunted with me besides my dad. And, you know, to talk to people and then be able to trust guys that they're not going to say anything, that's huge. And so when you can find that in an individual, that's great. But when you can find that in a community, that's even bigger, you know. And I'm not saying we're not dropping pins for people, but it's like, hey, if you look at this area, I'm not going to be able to hunt here. You know, this was good to me this time or something like that. You know, something so simple. And I'm still new with the Patreon group. So I haven't been through a whole hunting season with these guys. So I don't know the full details, Walt, you know, a little more about that. That's what I'm looking forward to, is kind of seeing how these guys' seasons goes and how we share through the seasons.
Well, here's one thing I can tell you about these guys, is they are active during hunting season. it is very, very active. But it is really fun because, like, for example, I wasn't a part of this conversation, but I know that it happened when J-Bo, who we had on the show a month or so ago, talking about the day he shot 2 bucks in one day. That story unfolded on the Patreon group. And from what I hear, Walt, it was just one of those days where people felt like they were in camp with J-Bo. It was just amazing.
Yeah, it really was. It was one of those things where the worst part, and this, I mean this both tongue in cheek, but seriously, like, the worst part about this is you will be doing something unfun while someone is hunting in that group. And it's like drinking salt water when you're dehydrated, because you are desperate to be out there. And so you're like, well, I'll just jump on there and see who's doing what. And then you have J-Bo having this freaking existential crisis, having shot us, watching that whole thing unfold. And you're waiting on the next polo. So you got the app like pulled up. You're like, oh God, he had this near encounter and bam, he got the big one. I'm just going to sit here a few minutes later. And you're like, yeah, man, you send him all encouraging messages. And you know, he's in the stand, like on low, listening to it, you know, and he's like, and he was right here. And this is what he's doing. And you're just listening to everything. All of a sudden you hear, oh my God, the big one came back in here. And you're like, no, there's no way this is happening while I'm at work. And it's like a Tuesday, you know? And you're like, why am I not in the woods? Dude, Saturdays are like a year away every Monday in that group, because chicken bucks, somebody is hunting and you are dying to be out there with them. And it is always just, everybody does such a great job of taking you along for the ride. It's not like they just pop in, they're like, hey guys, here I am. At 5 a.m., you've got, you know, it's not tail chasers anymore, but it was Graybeard, you know, good morning, tail chasers. And he's like, I'm off to the woods to go do such and such. And Split Shot's like, yeah, I'm creeping into this funnel right here. I'm about 200 yards away, but, you know, I tell everybody early season activity, this is what I'm looking for. And he's got his headlamp on the ground and he's showing you like fresh grape on a food source. He's like, I'm going to climb this tree. And I think by 9 o'clock, deer are going to come around. Then 9 o'clock comes around, there's Split Shot with his 13th deer of the season killed. And he's like, here, and this is how I did it. And so it's like, it's a live stream of constant information. And Parker, you talked about the new guys in that group. I feel like the new guys keep us fresh because they ask the questions that we just take for granted, having already had the answers to. And it gets all the veterans to chime in, and you just continue to learn. I am 1,000% better deer hunter because of that group.
Yeah.
It's a low bar still, but.
Yeah, you're still pretty bad, but I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you. No, here's the thing, Walt. Let's look at this. I remember when you killed a doe with your bow 2-3 seasons ago. It was like the first one you had killed with a bow in a while, I think. And you got it on film. That's what it was. It was the first year you got on film.
Yep.
And you were so excited of that. From that point till now, very soon after that is when you started your Patreon group. Mm-hmm. And now last year you had a heck of a season. I mean, it was a great season. I think you shot what, 3 bucks, a couple does or something like that? 3 bucks and a doe or
3 bucks and a doe. Yep.
Something. I mean, and you look at that, it's the conversations that you're having with people. Mm-hmm. In this group that's making you, I've seen it because I've been your friend that whole time. Like, you're having those conversations with those people in this group, and it is made you better 100%.
This episode is brought to you by Bowtech, the industry leader in cutting-edge archery technology. Now, I've got to tell you about their new lineup of bows for this year, especially the new Carbon One, which is what I'm going to be taking in the woods this fall. The Carbon One is equipped with Bowtech's game-changing technology, the Deadlock Cam System, designed to be the quickest and easiest way to achieve perfect arrow flight without the use of a bow press. The strategically engineered carbon riser paired with the Orbit dampeners will have this bow feeling completely dead in your hands. And if the Carbon One isn't your style, Bowtech has a solid line of other new bows for 2023, like the SS34, the CP30, and the SX80. You can see Bowtech's full selection by visiting bowtecharchery.com today.
Absolutely. I mean, it's an undeniable. I mean, first off, let's talk about one of our partners here. So Brett, he's not on the podcast because he's got a day job, and I don't blame him. But you know, it's one of those things where Brett was a patron. He offered to come help me scout. He taught me things. I taught him things. We were in an area one time. I can't remember what it was. Oh, I remember what it was. He's like, and this is why I like big buck habitat, because of such and such. This is the kind of place we're going to get big bucks on camera. Sure enough, he was right. Several months later, we pulled the camera. They're there. As we're walking in, I saw things he didn't see. I'm like, hey, man, look at all this browse on these shrubs and whatnot. And he goes, what? And he starts looking around, and they have just knocked the tops off of every bush around us. And the reason why it's such good habitat largely is because they've just been hammering this in the off season or whatever year it was. You could just see all the nips as they've come through this area. And so, you know, it got him thinking about stuff. And so, you know, last year I passed like 6 deer, never passed a deer in my life. You know, it about killed me. I about had to go start a therapy group for the lack of sleep. But that was because I was in a spot where I could afford to pass deer. And it was because Brett had mentored me, and other people in that group had helped equip me to find areas, Parker, yourself included, water access. You're like, dude, you need to leverage water access. Buy a boat, start killing deer, right? I mean, they basically just show up in the driveway. So I don't know, man. I'm really happy with that group, because I feel like, because we have that little paywall there, because you have to contribute a few bucks to support the show, I feel like it weeds out all the crap. And to date, we have never had a fight in that group in 3 years. Go on into our fourth year, we've never had a fight, ever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a great transition. I mean, he kind of hinted at it. It's a few bucks, right? It's not much. It's not a whole lot of money. We tried to make it a lot of benefits for a very little investment. And what the investment does is just go into making Patreon better most of the time. Giveaways and things like that. But it's, you're talking about, was it $10 and $15 tiers, Walter?
Yeah, so we got the meat buck category, which is $5 a month.
$5, that's right.
And I just want to say, Parker and I and the team are all working on ways to even throw more value in here. There's a lot of people who have Patreons that I don't feel like they really throw the value in there. And in reality, Parker, you and I both have this like overwhelming pulse to make sure that the patrons who are financially contributing to the show are getting their money's worth out of this. And so we've got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe for them that is going to be insider access only. Everybody's going to have access to it regardless of their tier. But we're going to start really driving some content home there for you guys. That's going to be exclusive. That's going to be geared just for you, for your consumption. But we have the meat buck tier, which is $5. And with that, you get a shout out on the podcast. You get a shout out on YouTube videos, you get a free sticker, and you get access to our Discord group. That's the entry right now. I think we got about 2 or 3 different things that are going to get added to each of these tiers. Then we have the shooter buck category. And if you want to be part of the video chat group, that's Marco Polo, then the $10 tier is for you. You also get access to Discord, and you're going to get a hat or a shirt. Parker and I are still working out the details on that. I think we're leaning towards shirt right now, if I'm being honest, right, Parker?
Did you call me Pat again?
I did. Pat.
Crap. I don't even look like Pat.
I mean, you guys
Pat
do
looks
look
like a Pat.
Pat does look like a Pat.
Yeah. Pat looks like a Pat.
Yeah. It looks like he just wakes up with a Guinness in his hand.
I think he probably does.
Yeah.
So I don't even remember. You called me Pat, and it threw me off. So
we were on the $10 tier.
Yeah, what I think we're going to end up doing is an exclusive shirt just for patrons. that is going to be a really, really well thought out cool shirt. And it's going to be exclusive for patrons. So that's going to be one of the benefits. But then also a free shirt, that's going to be a, like a logo t-shirt with that. That's also a pretty freaking sweet design. You know, but we're hashing it all out. We're trying to figure out what's the best, what, and I think the main thing that we're trying to figure out is what is the most beneficial thing to spend money on so that we feel like each patron is taken care of, right? We want it to be cool. We want it to be awesome. We want it to be worth it. You know, we're not trying to take your money so that we can get paid. We're trying to take your money so that we can make it better, make this whole thing better.
Yeah. And these shirts, they're
banging.
You know, Walt, you can attest. We're getting like a new logo every 3 days from Parker. He's so pumped about it. Like, yeah. And they got some pizzazz to them. They are legit. So that's what I'm excited about, is get some merch going and get our patrons decked out to where, you know, we continue to grow our community and get more and more people in it.
Well, and that leads me to my next point. There's another cool benefit of being a Patreon member, and that is that you get to have, I can't even remember what it was, Walter, as far as the entries for giveaways.
Yeah, so three times and five times is I think what we settled on.
Okay, so when we do these giveaways, which we're about to tell you all about, when we do these giveaways, if you're a Patreon member and you're on the $5 tier, you get three times your name gets put into the virtual hat. And if you're on the $10, is it 10 or 15? Well, I can't remember. $10 tier, yep. You get five times your hat gets put into the, or your name gets put in the hat for these giveaways, which is really cool. And a lot of the giveaways that we do are going to be Patreon exclusive giveaways. So the only way that you're going to be able to win these things is going to be through being a part of the Patreon group. And we've got some pretty cool stuff that we can't announce those quite yet, but we've got some cool ones that we're going to be doing soon. But one thing that we can announce is another giveaway that if you're a Patreon member, you're going to get, you know, three times into the virtual hat and five times in the virtual hat, is we're going to give away a brand new bow. But you don't have to be a Patreon member to win this bow. But it's going to help your chances of success if you are greatly. But it's going to be a Bowtech CP28. It's the bow that I used last year. And I was trying to figure out if I wanted to get rid of it, you know, keep it as a backup or sell it, you know, make some money to fund my fall. But at the end of the day, we just decided to give it away to somebody, which is pretty cool. So, Matt, you shot the CP28 last year some.
Yeah, I did. It's a cool, compact little bow. That's what I liked about it, with axle to axle. And I mean, you proved that it can kill animals. It has been through the ringer, you know, of killing animals. And that's the great thing. They're a good performing bow, a long standing bow. And it's not the bear bow either, Parker, right? I mean,
don't leave
that out. It's decked
out.
They're going to get
a Pro Hunter HD sight from Black Gold is going to be on it, with a ripcord rest and the tight spot shift lock quiver. So I mean, it's a pretty hefty little package right there. And we're going to try to do that for a couple of things with YouTube and also with the podcast. So stay tuned next week, and we're going to tell you all about how you can win this bow. But we want to tell people about it. Make sure that you are subscribed on YouTube to the Southern Collective and on to the Southern Collective podcast feed, which is going to be a different feed from this one. And if you'll do that, then you're going to be entered to win. So we'll tell you more about it next week. But I think it's going to be a cool package. I'm really excited about it. Fellas, Walter, you got anything to add to that?
Yeah, I just want to reiterate a couple small things that have crept up. And the first is why we're doing this. We're doing this because the four of us are stronger together. than we would be if we tried to continue down the path we were going on. Parker and I are both creative mindsets in different ways. And a lot of the ideas that I would have, I'd be sharing to Parker, and Parker's already creating a logo for. I've already implemented it. It was one of these things, like, we were both tugging on the end of the separate ends of the same rope. And there was no point in us continuing to do that. And so if you're asking the question at this point in the podcast, why, you're going to get more content, more, it's going to have fewer disruptions. You know, in my podcast, it's no secret, sometimes I'd miss weeks because I didn't have that built-in redundancy. I didn't have that team every week to just, you know, jump in and crank the episode out. And also, the four of us, between all of our skill sets and all of our propensities, we're always keeping that thought process going. One of us is looking forward to turkey, the other one's looking forward to postseason scouting. While we're focusing on the important things, Matt's thinking about bass fishing. And so there's going to be a constant rotation of stuff that you're going to get more of with a higher quality, because Parker's going to be able to focus on the things he's good at. I'm going to be able to focus on the things that I'm good at. Same goes for Matt and Brett. And I think it's going to really improve the experience for everybody. I think I've already seen the improvement in the short time that we've been, like, truly public on this. The other thing I want to say is Southern Ground and Chasing Tails are going away. Like, those brands are done. And that's something we've gotten a lot of confusion, a lot of questions about. There's only going to be the one brand. I'm not saying you won't see more projects coming from us in the future, because we are treating this with a longer term vision, and we have different stages of what we're going to roll out and how we're going to implement it. But SoCo represents all of us now. And so if there's any confusion about that, if you're thinking, how do I stay involved with this? At the time you're listening to this podcast, the YouTube channel and the podcast feed and all the socials are live. So just find the Southern Collective, find that fire logo, and you will be all set.
Yeah. And also, Walter, you kind of reminded me of this, like, the stuff that we do currently is not changing. Like, we're still going to produce,
right?
We got a crap ton of videos to put out this fall. We're all going to be producing videos the same as you've seen on the Southern Ground channel. And it is actually the same channel. So if you're subscribed on Southern Ground channel, then you're probably already subscribed to the Southern Collective. But it's going to be a lot of that same kind of stuff. And same goes for podcasting. You know, you're going to hear a lot of tactical podcasts from really solid guests. You know, the stuff that we've had in the past, you're going to hear stuff from a group of us who are going to continue podcasting together, especially through the season, keeping you updated on all that kind of stuff. So nothing as far as the content that we're creating is actually changing. We've decided to make it more about the community. And those things that we do are going to drive that community aspect so much more that it just seems like the Patreon is the thing to talk about. It's the right thing to talk about. But those things are still going to be happening. We're still doing all that stuff.
Yep. That's all I got. I just wanted to throw that out there just to make sure everybody was, like, completely on the same page.
Fantastic. Matthew.
Hey, we're good to go, man. Ready to get this thing started.
You're going out of state scouting this week, aren't you?
Yeah. I'm leaving Friday for Kentucky.
Cell cameras in hand.
That's right. And hey, Parker, tell everybody when we're going to be releasing our website and everything so they can kind of put that on their calendar.
Yeah, August the 1st, we're going to have a heck of a deer hunt is going to come out from one of us. I guess I can share who that is. It's Brett.
You should.
Because I already said it on Instagram. So
yeah, it was on Instagram.
Yeah, Brett shot a stud in Missouri last year and got the whole thing on film, and it's a cool scrap video.
Hey, I saw the kill shot footage last night. I watched it, and God, that got me excited.
Yeah, it's good, man. Brett crushed it. So that video is going to drop. Then we're going to start dropping, you know, weekly stuff after that onto that channel. But it's all going to start on August 1st, and plan for the website to be live. All of it. It's going to be a big day.
It's going to be lit.
Yeah, though. Well, I don't get to do this a whole lot more, but thank you guys for listening to the Southern Ground Hunting Podcast. We'll talk at you next week.
You're listening to the Sportsman's Empire Podcast Network, and this episode is brought to you by Interstate Batteries. For all of your battery needs, visit your local Interstate Batteries retail store. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.